it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold
what?
On.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, and happy New Year to everyone. This is another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised, but this time it's 2022, y'all. This is Ju.
I'm Lucy,
and I'm Sophie. Hey girls, what is up?
Hello.
How are we all doing?
Bro, I don't know. How are we
As
doing?
As usual.
Yeah, pretty usual. Enlistment's tomorrow. I hate that.
Why? Are you batch 2?
Yeah, I'm batch 2, man. Are you batch 1?
Yeah.
Aww. Good for
Lucky
you.
Lucky girl.
Thank you.
I'm horrified, but then my units aren't that many this semester, so that's why I'm kind of like... But I'm so scared. Because I have Philo and Theo sabay.
Ouch!
Okay. Yeah. I'll get
okay,
to it.
Okay, let's worry about that tomorrow. Today, we have a new... a very amazing topic, but I am so excited to talk about, guys!
Yes! Let's have Concha prompt the top. What did you watch recently?
Oh, honey, so you guys told me to watch Gilmore Girls, and I finished all of it in a month, which I could have finished it, like, quicker, but a month is fine. So,
that was my time span also. So,
oh, okay.
Pretty good. Pretty
great.
Good.
Yeah, I told you to watch, like, all the Spider-Man films, like, all of them.
I did, and I did watch all of them.
You did? That's great.
Yeah.
But today we're talking about Gilmore Girls. Yay.
Yes. I in order to prepare for this discussion right now, because I after finishing the show, what I do instead was just like revisit random episodes or episodes with my favorite scenes in them. So I haven't watched like a full slew since I finished it. But then a while ago, I was watching the fourth episode of the first season, which is where she gets hit by the deer. People who haven't seen Gilmore Girls will be like, how does she get hit by a deer? Well, you have to watch it to understand. But she does, by she, I mean Rory. Rory does get hit by a deer, and then she loses her mind when she gets to school because she's late. And she gets into the biggest blowout ever, which is so, it's still so funny to me. It's like one of the best written things. I can hear it in my head. Why so silent, Quibi? It's so funny. I love the writing so much. So good.
Yeah, well, okay, backtracking a little bit, for those of you who don't know, I can finally share my thoughts on this. So Gilmore Girls, what is it, first of all?
It's a Yes.
What is it? Okay.
Elusive question. What is Gilmore Girls?
What it's about. So, if I'm not mistaken, it aired in 2000. So before I was born. But it's so freaking relevant because it's about a mother and a daughter and their relationship and just about life. You know, we watch Rory go through high school and college, and then there's a revival. So in her 30s, and it's just so freaking good. One of the best things about it is the dialogue, right?
Yes.
Ju, as a comm major.
Well said. Indeed, as a comm major, indeed, the dialogue's just the best. Probably one of the most well-written TV shows I've watched. Also, because it's so up my alley, all of the pop culture references. That's just my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love the writing.
Yeah. So, I guess just to talk about something more concrete, maybe we can go one by one sharing one thing we love about the show and what makes it different. So,
oh my god.
I was gonna say Lucy go first, but maybe Lucy needs more time remembering stuff. I don't know. Do you wanna go first?
No, I've watched it multiple times.
You did?
I've watched it multiple times. I think the first time I watched it was in first year, and then I watched it again in second year. And I just keep on watching it.
It's a comfort show.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great comfort show.
So, I mean...
Okay, go, Lucy.
No, go.
Oh, no. I was gonna say, it hits different when you're in college.
I don't want to say more about that
because like it's gonna spoil for some other people, but like it hits different when you're in college. When you watch it, it's like, oh,
I don't know how we would have appreciated it in high school. I don't know, would there be a difference with us watching it from high school and in college?
I mean, we don't know because we watched it in college.
I know.
I don't know. But I think the high school aspect, I don't know. I'm trying to think back about, like, what I was like in high school and how I would have appreciated this in high school. But high school is a complete blur to me, and I can barely remember what I was thinking back then. So I cannot delve deep into that. A blur.
I think one thing about the high school aspect is when you're in high school, your mind, or at least towards the end of high school, your mind is like college. And I got that from Rory. Parang I was just like that. Like I wanted to get into a specific school and I needed to get good grades. But other than that, it meant a lot to me. It was so good.
Yeah, I think Sophie makes sense. I think as we grew up, we start to relate with the characters who are older. Like, right now, we relate with Rory because, you know, we're at that stage. But I think as we grow older, I think we'll understand our, like, Lorelai's point of view. And then her mom's... What's her mom's name again?
Emily.
Yeah, parang you start to understand.
Do not forget the queen.
Yes.
The queen herself.
You start to understand everyone's point of view. Because at first, I think if you watch it, you're kind of like, ano ba yan? Like, the mom and the grandma. Because you're looking at it from Rory's eyes. And then, parang I watched it again, and then I looked at it now from Lorelai's. And then you kind of also feel for her. And you sympathize for her. And then, and like, towards the end, you also relate with Emily. So I think that's what's great about it. You can relate at some point with each character.
Yeah. Wait, oh my gosh. I had a discussion before with my friend who I watched Gilmore Girls with, and I can bring this up now. I realized that I think one of the best things about Gilmore Girls is the characterization, because like if you think about it really hard, you can't really hate anyone. Like I personally don't really hate anyone.
I see that.
Like even Dean, when he got annoying, like I couldn't hate him because he was coming from a good place. And everyone's always coming from a very valid and understandable place. And it's never really, like, a malicious thing. Which is why it's... Like, I can't hate anyone. Like, even when they make big, big mistakes, it's always like, oh, you understand. Like, they always contextualize it so well, like, where they're coming from. Which is so good. And that's really hard to do. Because, like, characters can easily become very one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Right? But then this is like, oh, it's so good. I can't... Everyone is... I love everyone. So soft and warm.
No, speaking of one of the characters that I don't know if I hate or love, or maybe both, I have... Like, I can't verbalize. I can't make into words my thoughts on Paris. Like, at first, I hated her so much. And then eventually, like, she's so amazing. Like, I she's one of my favorite characters. And...
She is.
Especially in the revival. She was so funny.
Oh my god, yeah. Paris in the revival was the best. She was incredible. But then, Paris had her bad eras. Like, she had bad moments talaga. But then, the reason why so many people resonate with her also is because she's such a badass. And, like, you don't really see a lot of, like, female characters that are so, like, tatak talaga. Paris is amazing. She had to grow on me also, because I'm a softie, right? But she had to grow on me a bit. But she's I love her. She's great.
Okay, wait, I wanted to bring this up kanina pa. I think what? The hot topic in mind, or the hot question in mind, Dean, Jess, or Logan for you guys? I think, because before, you guys said you were Team Jess, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You see? But I just want to, like, get into it more. Because I think this has been bugging my brain since a while ago. I don't know if I would, like, kiss, marry, or kill. No, kiss or marry Dean or not Dean. I don't like Dean. Jess or Logan.
Okay.
I think it automatically killed Dean. I'm sorry. Just putting
no,
it out
yeah.
There.
Yeah, same. Sorry. No, but oh my gosh, Jared Padalecki in the revival looks so good.
Yeah, he's guapo.
He's so guapo. And he has the arms in the revival.
Bro, they all got ripped. They all got
super ripped. I hate that. Okay, this episode is just us thirsting over the Gilmore Girls. Anyways, between Jess and Logan, oh, I have this huge soft spot for Logan. Like, even though I'm Team Jess, like, I have a soft spot for Logan. See, this is what I mean by the characterization. I don't hate anyone. But between, like, Kiss and Mary, I want to fulfill my, like, Jess Totga dream and marry Jess.
Okay.
And then kiss Logan. But then some people might want to marry Logan because he has money. Discuss.
Lucy, you first.
What? No.
Yeah, just your general thoughts on either like Jess or Logan.
I love how we already canceled out Dean.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, of course I'm Team Jess, but like, I don't know, I've always been so iffy with Logan. Maybe it's because it's like
the
superior complex. I don't know, I feel like when I see Logan, you parang kind of course, white, upper class, you know, that guy.
White
boy. I don't wanna...
Chad.
I don't wanna...
He's Chad.
Yeah. What's this? Stereotype him, but he kind of looks like that. I mean... the relationship with, like, Rory was cute and, like, they brought something about each other. But I feel like when she's with Logan, parang she's being molded into, like, this housewife kind of girl. I don't know. Like, parang it's not who she wants to be in the future. She's parang modeled into, like, I don't know. That's what, like, I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But with Jess, I've kind of also having my doubts with Jess because, you know, we all know that Jess comes from, like, a bad background. Or, you know, bad boy background and all. He's had a hard bringing up and all. But we see that he changes throughout the seasons.
Yeah.
And there's this side to him that brings out something in Rory that she wants to be, that what she strives for. Because, you know, he's the one who pushed her to write and all like that. And that's who Rory wants to be. I mean, both guys bring out something good in her, but it really depends on how they bring it out in her and what that will do. Parang how that relationship between them will make her the person she wants to be, not the person she needs to be. It makes sense?
Yes.
Anyways, so... Lucy just said, no man for me. No man.
Okay. That's funny because I was watching like a Watch Mojo video before this about like Team Blank versus Blank, and then that's literally what the girl said. Parang Jess really pushed Rory towards like good stuff in life, writing, going back to college from the off time.
Oh, that was the best.
I freaking love that episode. And then yeah, Logan, he's rich. I can't say no to that. So I don't know. Like before this, I was like, okay, Team Logan, because as someone who is in a very nice, healthy, loving relationship, I didn't like the origin story of how Jess and Rory got together. Not a fan.
Yeah, but valid.
But then I don't know. Jess, he's a guy in a leather jacket who reads.
Oh.
Who reads. And who,
he's every YA novel quirky boy.
Yes. Dream. It's such a dream. I don't know. I have no thoughts.
Yeah.
I want both. I like both.
Okay, so I said Jess. Lucy said none. Concha said both.
See, variety of answers.
This is very, very diverse. I like it. I like the mix.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I think... Actually, did you know? I forgot where I saw this, but then apparently, like, Chad Michael Murray was supposed to be, like, the Logan. Like, they wanted him to be the love interest in the future, but then he had to leave the show for Won Ji Hyo. But I think that's precisely why Logan looks like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But Matt Chuch, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Matt.
He's so beautiful and charming and charismatic. Like, Logan has money. Oh, this is so hard.
Logan has money. Selling point, Logan has money. No, because, okay, one of my favorite parts pa was when, I don't know, like, were they fighting or something, and then Logan, like, the coffee cart. Do you guys remember the coffee cart?
Mm-hmm.
I want someone to rent a coffee cart for me to follow me around in college. See? Like, you can't say no to that. You cannot. You can't. Oh, wait, I'm just gushing over him.
Because what of the like coffee that? Cart.
Yeah.
And just like the whim of the Life and Death Brigade, like that first.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
That was so fun.
Such a nice introduction to the life.
Mm-hmm.
The rebellious
life. That was fun. Yeah. I like the scene they gave them in the revival. That entire sequence. It was so cute.
It's cute. But it's okay, refreshing. Other than like the relationship aspect, you know, Gilmore Girls is obviously so much more than that, so.
Oh, yeah.
Just to stir, back the conversation.
Sorry, we have to thirst it. We can't have a Gilmore Girls discussion without thirsting over the men. Oh my gosh, wait, before we spin back to the actual thing, one more thirst. Luke Danes, man, Luke Danes! He's my dream man. It's not even like Jess. It's Luke.
Explain.
Dude, Luke. He cooks. Okay, yeah, he cooks. He has the diner. And he was like, what? He was waiting for Lorelai for so long. And I cannot put into words my love for Luke Danes. He's just... He's legit my favorite TV man. Period.
But he was written by a woman. So there's no man like that in this entire planet.
Just damn it.
Yeah. You know, that's why
men
I'm rewatching
written
it with
by
my...
women.
Yeah, that's why I'm rewatching it right now with my boyfriend. Because, like, I want him to learn. A man written by a woman.
How's he doing with that?
We're just in season one, so getting there.
We're still in Dean era. You have to get him to like everyone else.
But to be fair, like he's very attracted to Dean.
But still,
that will change.
It's still season one. Season one was peak Dean.
Yes,
he was great there. And oh my gosh, wait, my top guest Max Medina.
Really now?
Yeah. I like him. Like, he was great. Like, honestly. What?
Over Luke?
No, of course not. I'm just saying that, like, oh my gosh, such a sayang kind of thing.
Mm.
But, yeah. Like, he did what he needed to do and he left. But, like,
mm-hmm.
It was necessary. It was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I like him a lot. Most memorable ex. Lorelai X for me.
I like Max how we're just talking about the guys from Gilmore
Girls.
Sorry,
we have to thirst.
Yeah, like just spitfire around like what else you really like about the show so that other people will not wait like me to watch the show.
Well, the environment, first off. Like the world they live in of Stars Hollow. And the way it's so contrasted from like Hartford and New Haven, like the
small town,
the juxtaposition between those worlds is so good, and especially because of the different people that live there and that like surround the Gilmore Girls and there, it's just so brilliant. I want to live in Stars Hollow. Just go to Connecticut and find it or something. I don't know. It's so cute. We don't so let. Cute. I'm looking out my window. I'm like, this is a city. I've been living in the city my whole life. Like, I'm just like, I want the small town kind of comfy vibes. I have a blanket over me. I'm just trying to emanate the energy that I want. Anyways, what else do you guys like about the Mon Girls?
I can go next. I like Richard Gilmore and his relationship with Rory. I swear, I cry whenever, like, it's a cute scene. Because he reminds me so much of my grandpa. And, aww. So cute.
Rest in power, Edward Herman. King. Yes.
Lucy, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Gilmore Girls is all about, I think, like, relationship and family. Not just, you know, your biological family, but the relationships you create with the people. You know, you see, like, the family between the Gilmers, but you also see the family that they create in Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. No, you can, you know, you have the power to make these relationships and feel like a family. And then, so yeah, it's basically just that and how you grow and you show your appreciation and love. But I also like, no, like, mainly the relationship between Lorelai and Rory. As you see them as like a mother and a daughter, but you also see the relationship between Lorelai and her mother and how different the relationships are between those two sets. So you, and I don't know, you want both of them at the end of the story to be like close, you know, together, whatever, yeah, whatever that is. But yeah, and there's also like the relation, like, you know how Lorelai is brought up in this very high class family, you know, she has two parents who are always present and supportive, but you see in the end she's not happy with who she is. And then you see naman how Rory is brought up, Lorelai lang. I mean, it's not necessarily a broken family. I mean, the dad sometimes present, but still you see at the end na Rory is like, Lorelai brought her up properly and happy and all. So yeah.
Yes.
Lucy on her different character analysis.
See, love Christopher that. Pa.
Oh, my God, do you know? Sorry. He's guapo for me. He's so guapo for me.
He is. And he aged so well.
Yes.
He aged fine so well.
Fine
wine. Do you know that theory that in the A Year in the Life bayan, that when Rory starts to write Gilmore Girls, it's actually what she would have imagined her life to be? Like, the first one to, was it six seasons? Is actually the plot of her book, and the book is actually not really her true life. It's how she imagined her life to be.
I have not seen the theory.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Interesting. Stirring the pot.
So, and on that note, that gives us so much more to think about after this episode.
We will be drinking hot chocolate and thinking, staring at our ceilings and thinking about the theory, or probably looking for more theory videos. So, if you want more of this, more Gilmore Girls, or more other things that we should collectively watch so that we can talk about it, perhaps, go follow us on Instagram at Girl Talk Unsupervised, and you can find me at Instagram at Jumarch _.
You can find me on Instagram at Lucia Lazares,
and you can find me on Instagram at Sophie _Cornshaw. No more YouTube for today. Just watch Gilmore Girls.
Oh my God.